Coming up in World Business Report in just a moment. Spain extends the country's coronavirus state of emergency, despite bitter political disagreements. Farmers in India describe the devastation in their industry just as the critical winter harvest starts. And we remember musician Florian Schneider, founder of Kraftwerk, and a man who still influences today's artists. That's all after the latest BBC News.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. Donald Trump has described the coronavirus pandemic as the worst attack ever on the United States, saying the global outbreak would not have happened if China had acted quicker. Mr. Trump said the fallout from the pandemic had hit the country harder than the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor in World War II or the September the 11th attacks. Chancellor Angela Merkel has declared an end to the first phase of Germany's coronavirus outbreak. Schools and shops are to reopen, and Bundesliga football matches will resume behind closed doors. Lockdown measures will be reinstated in case of a sudden surge in cases of the virus. In Russia, President Vladimir Putin has cautioned against relaxing restrictions on movement too quickly. He issued the warning after the country reported 10,000 new infections for the fourth consecutive day. The Spanish Parliament has granted a request by the Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, for another two-week extension of the coronavirus state of emergency. But the opposition leader has warned his party will vote against any further extension. China is resisting growing international pressure for an independent inquiry into the origins of COVID-19. Beijing says experts won't be allowed into the country until the pandemic is over. Mexico's brewing industry has warned that the country could run out of beer in the next few days. Production stopped weeks ago when the government failed to classify the brewing industry as essential under coronavirus restrictions. In other news, Venezuelan state television has shown a video of an American citizen apparently confessing that he took part in a plot to overthrow President Nicolas Maduro. Luke Denman is one of 13 people arrested over the weekend. And Poland's governing Law and Justice Party and its junior coalition partner say they've agreed to postpone this Sunday's presidential election because of the coronavirus epidemic. The parties said there was no time to organise it. BBC News.